This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
To the Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 28 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is no miracle at all. It is simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your calls on The Bright Side at 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach, 855-660-4261 is our number. Likewise, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us recommend or advertise on the program, you can call The Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They're friendly and knowledgeable, and they know all about the longevity products, and they can help you help sign you up if you want to join The Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. If you're interested in joining us on our phone webinars, phone seminars, phone conversationars, I'm not sure what to call these things. We're doing phone calls every Sunday night, myself and my friend Dixie Sedgwick. You can dial in 559-726-1300. That's every Sunday at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. 559-726-1300. Our access code is 455-987-POUND. We talked about, last Sunday? We talked about the thyroid as well as the Healthy Start Pack. And then this week we'll be talking about adrenal fatigue issues. So dial in and listen up, listen, and we'll take questions at the end of the phone call as well. They run about 20 to 30 minutes. 559-726-1300, and then access code 455-987. That's every Sunday at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Okay, let's see. Last we spoke, we were talking about the failure of the. Actually, we spoke. If you have any comments about Sonia Barrett, we had Sonia Barrett on yesterday, and we talked about Health and Inside Job, her movie and her book. If you have any comments, I'd love to hear what you thought about that. Sonia is kind of sort of out there. If you check out her website, you'll see that she's got some pretty wild kinds of ideas, but her take on health is right in line with what we talk about on The Bright Side. And I'd love to hear if you guys have any comments. I'd like to know what you guys thought about what Sonia was talking about yesterday. So you can give us a call, 855-660-4261, and we'll put you to the head of the line if you want to talk about our conversation with Sonia Barrett yesterday. Okay, so last we spoke, before we had Sonia on yesterday, on our last Bright Side episode a couple of days ago, we were talking about the failure of the politically and economically inspired lipid hypothesis, this idea that eating fat, eating saturated fat, eating cholesterol are somehow causally related to heart disease. In other words, saturated fats cause heart disease. Cholesterol causes heart disease. Just doing a simple examination of the number of people who have to deal with heart disease these days, which is a leading cause of death, and affects many millions of people, and the relative uselessness of statin drugs, which have now been out for probably going on 15 years. Just doing a simple examination with the number of people who are dying of heart attacks and dying of heart disease and the uselessness of statin drugs, which shut down cholesterol manufacturing, makes it pretty obvious that there's a lot more going on than cardiovascular health issues than just simply cholesterol and it's just simply fats. And, of course, if you're taking statin drugs, like all drugs, statins need to be processed and detoxified by the liver. The body considers all drugs, and statin drugs included, the body considers them to be poisons. And these drugs, as useless as they are, statin drugs, as useless as they are, come with a whole host of side effects. Not only are they useless, not only does your body have to detoxify and process these things as poisons, but then you got to deal with side effects. You got to deal with lethargy. You got to deal with muscle weakness. You got to deal with brain problems, memory problems. You even have to deal with kidney disease. You even have to deal with diabetes, potential diabetes with statin drugs. You want to prevent a heart attack? Sugar, insulin, B vitamin deficiency, mineral deficiency, cortisol, stress. These are all ways that we can control the health of our heart. Low blood oxygen. Make sure you're breathing correctly. Bile issues, liver issues, gut bacteria, the so-called microbiome. These are just a few of the control points that affect heart health that are way, way, way more important than cholesterol and fat in the diet will ever be. And, of course, these control points, B vitamins, lowering your sugar and carbohydrate intake, refined carbohydrate intake, stabilizing insulin, getting on a mineral, making sure you're getting enough minerals, using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, making sure you're reducing stress, these are all control points that we control. This is so important. You should not have to interface with a doctor or a pharmacist or Kaiser Permanente to take care of your heart, unless you're dying of a heart attack. For simple degenerative diseases, it's none of the doctor's business. It's none of the pharmacist's business. This is not something that you're going to hear from the pharmacomedical model. You're not going to see this advertised on television. There's no money in this. There's no money in nutrition. There's no money in breathing. There's no money in probiotics. There's no money in lifestyle strategies. Lobbying groups like the American Heart Association, and that's what they are, they're a lobbying group, they're not going to promote chromium, and they're not going to tell you about the sweeties, and they're not going to tell you to get vitamin B12 shots or use probiotics or eat fermented foods or relax. Activate the relaxation nervous system because they got bills to pay. There's a lot of money to be made. It's not the fat and it's not the cholesterol-containing foods that are the problem. The processed fats and cholesterol, now that's different. Processed fats and heated cholesterol, that might be a problem. When we talk about the importance, the health benefits, the health importance of fatty foods, we're talking eggs, we're talking organ meats, we're talking raw dairy. We're not talking processed foods. We're not talking egg beaters. All of these substances, eggs and organ meats and liver and raw dairy, they contain lots of anti-aging elements, building elements, repair elements. It's the wrong kinds of fats. Now, that's a problem. The processed, industrially manipulated fats, those are problematic. But to lay the blame on fat and, for that matter, cholesterol in general for heart disease or any other disease is bad science. The first of the synthetic fats, the synthesized fats, and one of the first of the heavily marketed processed foods, maybe the first of the heavily marketed processed foods that were pushed on the unsuspecting, innocent American public was Crisco, which stands for crystallized cottonseed oil. It was a hardened form of cottonseed oil. And they marketed it as a vegetable, as if cottonseed oil is a vegetable. Well, I don't know that cotton is a vegetable, but that's how it was marketed. And this was the first food product, the first processed food product that was really pushed on us, pushed on the American public. It was made by Procter & Gamble. It kind of ushered in the era of these high-margin, heavily processed foods that really can be connected to heart health and other health issues. It was first invented, Crisco was first invented around the time of the Civil War. It was a candle ingredient by a couple of guys named Procter and Gamble, William Procter and James Gamble. They were candle makers, and they were looking to, once electricity kicked in, they kind of read the handwriting on the wall. They saw that electricity and the light bulb were going to doom their candle making business, and they had all this synthetic hydrogenated thick fat set aside. They were marketed as a replacement for lard. And this was in the days when Kellogg's was beginning to become popular with his all-grain diet, and people were starting to understand that vegetables may be beneficial, eating vegetables. First Crisco marketing slogan was, "It's vegetable, it's digestible." That's what they said. Never mind that Crisco is derived from cottonseed oil. I don't know if anyone's going to call cotton a vegetable. Anyway, Crisco is good for you. This whole Crisco is good for you marketing campaign. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take Pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We'll take your phone calls here in the next segment at 855-660-4261. It's very helpful if you'll call in early so we can get to as many phone calls as possible and not leave you on hold, which I hate doing. That's 855-660-4261. If you're interested in purchasing any of the longevity products you hear us talk about on the program, or if you'd like to join the Brightside Ben team and have me help you build your longevity business, I can come out to wherever you are and do talks. We can do three-way phone calls as well. You can call the Brightside Ben phone team. They can tell you all about it for a one-time $10 fee. You can start a longevity business, earn thank you checks, get your products at the wholesale price, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. They are at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. You can also go to my website, brightsideben.com, and take a look at our shopping cart. I'm sorry, click on the Join the Team link. You can also take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products. But if you click on the Join the Team link, somebody will get back to you with information for how you can join the Brightside Ben team. Okay, so let's see. It's vegetable, it's digestible. That was Crisco's first marketing slogan. It's Crisco is good for you marketing campaign. It was one of the first classic successful marketing promotional campaigns for processed foods, and the first time really that a processed food was heavily marketed as being better for us than a natural food. The whole idea with Crisco is it was supposed to be better for you than animal products. This was the glory days of vegetarianism, at least the beginnings of vegetarianism, and then people were starting to get the idea that maybe animal foods were not really good for them, and people were like Kellogg's. We're pushing vegetable kinds of foods, grains, as being heart healthy, as being body healthy. And so Procter & Gamble, William Procter and James Gamble, introduced their synthetic product, synthetic Crisco, as a healthier alternative to cooking with animal fats. They promoted it as being more modern and more high-tech and healthier, more scientific than lard or butter. And then, in a stroke of brilliance, of marketing genius, they published this Crisco cookbook and this promotional piece on what Crisco was and how beneficial Crisco was for your health. It's actually, these days, this Crisco cookbook is considered a collector's item in the advertising world. I have a PDF file of it. I'll be glad to send it to you if you're interested. Just shoot me an email, ben@ksco.com, and give me a few days, and I'll get this out to you. It's kind of interesting, actually. It's interesting how marketing was what marketers thought of the American public back in the early 1900s, and they haven't really changed their opinion of the American public even today. But this was one of the first times that health was marketed and processed products were marketed as being somehow healthy for you. Long story short, Crisco caught on. Women started using it instead of lard, and P&G, Procter & Gamble, became one of the biggest multinational corporations on the planet. Eventually, they started sponsoring radio shows, and then they started funding research and paying doctors to push their processed products and processed hydrogenated vegetable oils as healthy choices, which of course they're still doing. They were the ones who instigated this famous lipid hypothesis, the idea that it's fats and cholesterol and animal products are responsible for heart disease, and they were the ones who promoted the work of this University of Minnesota heart doctor, this University of Minnesota cardiologist named Ansel Keys. One of the major forces in the history of the lipid hypothesis. In fact, the number one proponent of the idea that eating saturated fats and animal products cause heart disease. This is all, by the way, described in the cover story in Time magazine, Eat Butter. I think it was about 3 weeks ago that came out, maybe a month ago. Right on the cover, Eat Butter, they talked about the history of this lipid hypothesis, and they talked a lot about Ansel Keys and how he kind of fudged the data and how he was funded by the Crisco people. Of course, today we know that heart disease, which was somewhat unheard of when Crisco first came out in 1911, today we know that it's risen to epidemic levels, despite the fact that we're obsessed with staying off of cholesterol and laying off of cholesterol and saturated fats and eating these processed egg beaters and Crisco-type foods. Despite that, heart disease, which was somewhat unheard of at the beginning of the 20th century, is now the leading cause of death a mere 100 years later. Clearly, Crisco and foods of these kinds are anything but cardiac friendly. And this should make sense, considering the fact that the high sugar content of the so-called Ansel Keys diet, the diet that Ansel Keys promoted, the grain and flour and refined carbohydrate diet that these folks promoted, or really are the cause of heart disease. So, of course, if we shift ourselves away from animal products and from fats and start eating more breads and pastas, which is what the American Heart Association to this day still recommends, of course, given the fact that sugar and insulin are intimately connected to heart problems, of course we're going to have an epidemic of heart disease. The tremendous rise in sugar consumption via sugar itself and also via grains is really the cause of heart disease. And we can thank Dr. Keys and we can thank Procter & Gamble and we can thank Crisco and we can thank the lipid hypothesis as well as Big Pharma and Big Farm for that matter, because they're the ones partially who are involved in promoting the idea that we should be eating more grains and vegetable oils. We can, and by the way, grain oil, the oils we eat are not really vegetable oils. They're more grain oils, even though they call them vegetable oil. So anyway, we can thank these guys for our epidemic of heart disease and the fact that heart disease is now the leading cause of death in this country. As we've said so many times before on this program, insulin, sugar, refined carbohydrates are connected to elevations in blood cholesterol. This is really the problem when it comes to cholesterol. It's not the cholesterol itself, it's the sugar that causes the rise in cholesterol. You lower your sugar intake, and then you won't have to make as much insulin. That alone is going to be a huge step towards reducing the likelihood of heart disease. That also means you're going to be supporting pancreatic health. Pancreas is where insulin is made, and the less insulin it has to make, the healthier it's going to be, the more resources it's going to have available for digestion. So the less sugar you eat, the lower your insulin, the healthier your pancreas is going to be, and the less cholesterol your liver will have to make. What's it going to be? Do you want to poison your liver to have it stop making cholesterol, or do you want to change your diet to have your liver stop making cholesterol? Ask your doctor. What's it going to be, doc? Do I really need a statin drug to poison my body to stop making cholesterol? Or isn't there a dietary strategy that can allow me to naturally and healthfully reduce my blood cholesterol? If he doesn't know, find a doctor who does. Or even better, have your doctor listen to The Bright Side, and we'll tell him. Think cholesterol, think blood sugar, think insulin. Lower blood sugar, lower insulin, lower cholesterol. They're all connected. And then you've got the connection between arginine, which is the amino acid that we've been talking about for the last month, and cardiovascular health issues, and arginine and cholesterol. Arginine is a building substance, and it has a major role to play in how we process sugar. It is one of the most important nutritional supplements for a diabetic. It's one of the most important nutritional supplements anybody could take for a lot of reasons, but especially because it will help us process sugar. Arginine is a major player in making the body and making cells more sensitive to insulin. That means you don't have to make as much insulin. Increasing insulin sensitivity means your body doesn't have to make as much insulin, and that's always a good thing. Arginine is a must-have nutritional supplement for diabetics and for pre-diabetics, and pretty much all of us are pre-diabetic. No matter what you hear from the doctor, no matter what your test scores say, no matter what your blood sugar tests say, and by the way, blood sugar tests are one of the silliest ways to determine whether you're having a blood sugar problem or not. You want to have your insulin checked. Now, that's different. Nobody ever tests that. Arginine owes much of its anti-aging properties, and its anti-aging properties are legendary to the fact that it helps the body process insulin and process sugar. And there's lots more, too. Arginine's got tremendous anti-aging benefits, tremendous growth and building benefits, tremendous cardiovascular benefits, tremendous liver health benefits, and we will cover all of those on our next Bright Side episode. We're coming back with your phone calls at 855-660-4261. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory-authorized sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the giant factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Hear him here. GCN.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. On our next episode, we'll continue talking about the importance of arginine, its relationship to disease, and especially its relationship to what was called at one time, spelled, may still be called, the molecule of the year. That's something called nitric oxide. Really, really stupendously important molecule. We'll also talk about arginine and wound healing as well. If you're going into surgery, your pre-surgery and post-surgery, using arginine supplements can help you recover, can help accelerate the healing process. This is especially important if you have burns or you have some kind of a plastic surgery done. We'll talk about all that as we continue discussing superamino acid arginine on the Bright Side. Okay, 855-660-4261 is our number. Let's go off to Ohio and welcome Ian to the Bright Side. What's up, Ian? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
Doing good. What's cooking?
Good. I actually had two questions.
Sure.
One, I think, is of a little more importance, so I'd like to start with that. My friend, she has been having issues with syncope.
Oh, okay.
Like,
fainting?
She's having, like,
fainting
spells? Yeah, fainting.
How old's your friend?
She's 24.
Oh, my goodness.
She first had it when she was 16.
Syncope's not her problem. Syncope is a sign of her problem. Syncope is are fainting episodes where you just pass out basically. Syncope's not the problem. And this is really important. You bring up an important point. A lot of times what we think are the problems are not the problems. The doctors will tell you that's a problem, and then they'll treat the syncope. They'll treat the effect. They'll treat the end result of a biochemical breakdown. Nobody just faints for no reason. And if you have fainting spells, that is something that's very serious. Most likely suspect when you have a fainting spell is blood circulation problems caused by the adrenal glands, caused by breakdown or a fatigued adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands are your stress glands, and your adrenal glands also are responsible for controlling blood pressure. There's a phenomenon that will occur to people when they have adrenal health issues, so-called adrenal fatigue, where they'll stand up quickly and they'll feel woozy or dizzy. Now, syncope is like an exaggerated version of that, where you, instead of just merely feeling woozy or dizzy, you actually lose consciousness and you faint. So the first thing to focus on with syncope is what the heck is getting into the body that's causing this kind of stress, that's causing this kind of adrenal issue. That's the first thing to think about, and not just syncope, but all what's called postural, as in your posture, postural hypotension, which is a fancy way of saying you stand up quickly or you change your posture in some fashion. You go from a lying position to a standing position, typically, and you feel dizzy or woozy. You know what I'm talking about? Has that ever happened to you? It happens to a lot of folks, actually.
Yes, I have experienced that.
And you sound like a young guy. You sound like you're in your 20s, correct?
No, I'm actually in my 30s.
Okay, so you're in your 30s. Okay, all right. But you know what I'm talking about. You stand up quickly, you feel woozy, you're dizzy. If you're working out, if you're one of those folks that gets up every morning to work out, but you're doing coffee or caffeine to get up in the morning or before your workout, it happens even worse because coffee and caffeine can put a stress on the adrenal gland. So the first thing for your friend to figure out is, number one, what the heck is getting into her body that's causing this kind of distress? Now, there is absolutely an emotional connection to adrenal health issues and a mental health connection, so she's got to work on all those issues. I'm not going to go into that, but from a nutritional standpoint, there's several likely suspects when it comes to adrenal health issues. Number one, it could be excess ingestion of sugar leading to low blood sugar, hypoglycemia. That can do it. It can also be caffeine. That can do it. And it can also be some kind of degenerative disease, some kind of long-term chronic breakdown of the body. Now, she's only 24, and that would be unfortunate if that occurred, but it could be occurring. So you want to have her look for other symptoms. Now, the digestive symptoms are always going to be paramount. If something is getting into her body long-term over and over and over again that's causing digestive distress, eventually that's going to compromise the adrenal glands. And then, of course, if she's eating a lot of sugar, and that includes bread and pasta and bagels and potatoes and rice and, you know, in addition to fruit juice and desserts, if she's eating a lot of those kinds of foods, that can be a problem as well. So here's some action steps for you. Number one, have her focus on the digestive system. Look for problem foods. If she has any bowel movement problems, gas, bloating, discomfort in the digestive system, connect those up to foods with, say, your cow. You got your cow in the living room? What the heck was that?
Oh, no, sorry. That was a vehicle.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the road. Yeah.
Okay. No worries, Ian. I'm just teasing you. So you want to have her focus on the digestive system, look for problem foods, and eliminate those foods. If she knows she's constipated or has loose stools or crampy or bloaty or any of those things, that's in her favor. If she knows she has menstrual cycle problems, that's in her favor also. And the chances are pretty darn good that she does have PMS or some kind of menstrual cycle problem. The reason I say that's in her favor, because as soon as she corrects those, she's going to correct her syncope as well. As soon as she corrects her digestive problems,
problems and her female cycle problems, that will correct her syncope. So get her on all the digestive support that we talk about, the Z-radical, digestive enzymes, the ultimate enzymes. Use apple cider vinegar after all her meals. The BioLumen Nightly Essence is very, very important. She should absolutely be on the Healthy Star Pack, which will give her the ultimate essential fatty acids for her menstrual cycle problems. All women with menstrual cycle problems need to be focusing on essential fatty acids and fats, fat intake and fat absorption. The next thing she's going to want to do is use the Sweeties from Longevity or the Sugar Ease, either way. Chromium and vanadium are very important for stabilizing blood sugar, as are the B vitamins and electrolytes. You'll get those. She'll get those in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. She should be sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine all day long. And then, let's see, there's a couple other things I want to tell you about. Arginine, which we've been talking about for the last few days, that might help her, a gram or so a day. And then slow, deep breathing is probably the single most important non-nutritional strategy for adrenal health issues. Have her sitting on the couch, while she's watching TV or reading a book or just relaxing, and practice slow, deep breathing, where you breathe in through the nose slowly, out through the nose slowly, and by slowly I'm talking 15 seconds in, 15 to 20 seconds out. And most people can't even do that, but try to get to that point. 15 seconds in, 15 to 20 seconds out, and you do it once or twice a day. And maybe she only has to do 3 or 4 breaths per sitting, so maybe 6 to 8 breaths a day, slowly in, slowly out, and that will make a huge, huge difference. A couple other miscellaneous nutrients for the adrenals, vitamin C, very, very important. You'll get some in the Healthy Start Pack. Zinc picolinate, also very important, 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day. So you've got lots of places that you can work there, Ian. And even if she does a tiny little bit of that, she's going to notice a difference. You said you had one more question?
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate all the information.
Sure.
When I hear you talking about intermittent fasting,
yes,
and how that increases your lifespan.
Yes.
I just had a question. I used to fast before I started working out, but I hear like to build muscle and everything that you need calories.
No,
so
you don't need calories. I don't know where you heard that. No, well, you don't want to be starving, but you don't need a lot of calories. You need nutrition is what you need. Calories represent heat. And the body does not like heat. It will use a little bit of that for energy. Some of those calories will be burnt for energy, but not a lot. The vast majority of the calories that we eat, especially if they're empty calories, that is calories without nutrients, will get stored. And that's not good for building muscle. It's very bad for building muscle. In fact, the opposite, intermittent fasting actually turns the body's muscle building systems on. You have a slew of genetic mechanisms that kick in when you fast intermittently. And these genetic mechanisms are involved in muscle building. Read the Warrior Diet. We had Ori Hofmeckler on last week, and he didn't really get to talk about bodybuilding and muscle building and intermittent fasting. But get his book, The Warrior Diet, or also Maximum Muscle, Minimum Fat. That's another cool book that he wrote about intermittent fasting and muscle building. Thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate it. God bless you, bro. Hope we helped you out. We'll continue taking your phone calls when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 855-660-4261 is your number. Bev in Buffalo, New York. What's going on, Beverly?
Hi, I have a sister who has a diagnosis of what's called DPAM.
Melanosis? DPAM as in melanosis, as in pigmentation?
No, the acronym they said stands for diffuse peritoneal adenomucinosis. She has masses in her abdomen that secrete mucus. And
okay, let's stop right there. Actually, the DPAM I know of is a melanin issue, but mucinosis is, as you say, excess secretion of mucus. Whenever you have any excess secretions, you have an attack on the body. Mucus is this amazing, amazing substance. It's chemical warfare. It's the way the body protects itself. It slimes itself. The slimy nature of mucus is perfect for sliming away toxins and bacteria and viruses and anything that the body considers the enemy. Does that make sense, ma'am?
Yeah.
Understand what I'm saying? That's why we get snotty when we have a cold. You know, you can get all these drugs that stop mucus. You can go to the pharmacy and get drugs that stop mucus. You can go over the counter. They got these silly commercials now that have been out for a while, actually, where they show you how mucus is some kind of monster cartoon enemy, and you take this drug and it kills the mucus, it fights the mucus. Mucus is nothing more than a protective mechanism, and it's an amazing, ridiculously beautiful, elegant. Mucus is beautiful. Snot is gorgeous. How do you like that? From a biochemical standpoint, snottiness is just an example of how marvelous the human body is. It's chemical protection for tissue. So when mucus is being secreted in excess amounts, something is getting into the body inappropriately, and which makes sense if it's in her digestive tract. Something is attacking her through the digestive system. So how old is your daughter or your sister, ma'am?
49.
Okay, now, you've known her all your life, right? How much are you older than her?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So she's your kid sister. She's your baby sister. Is she a lot younger than you?
5 years.
Okay. You grew up with her, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did she have a history of problems when she was growing up? Did she have digestive issues? Did she have problem foods, food allergies? These are the things that you want to focus on. And these are the things your doctor's not going to focus on. So what you want to do is link her, find digestive problems, find them. They've got to be there. Don't make them up, but look for them. Gas, bloating, you know, and all the things we talk about here in the program. And then link those up to problem foods. Then the second thing you want to do is start to use nutritional supplements that protect the digestive system. And that would be things like the Z-radical, which is almost like a, it's almost like a type of mucus. That's one of the reasons why the Z-radical, and aloe for that matter, and noni for that matter, and bone soup for that matter, one of the reasons why these kinds of foods are so protective for the digestive system. They're mucusy. You can even use herbs, even. I'm not a big believer in using herbal medicine because sometimes that puts an additional load on the body. But nonetheless, there's herbs like colt's foot, for example, and something called mullein, which has a mallow root. These all have mucilaginous kinds of properties, and they can coat the digestive system. And that would be the main strategy as far as supplements go. You can also use other very important digestive system support nutrients like probiotics and fermented foods. Get the Biolumin Nightly Essence. You might want to try Jordan Rubin's wonderful probiotic-rich cheese and probiotic-rich Swero-V and Amasai. We're going to have Jordan on next Friday, and he's going to be able to tell us some more about why these things are important for the digestive system. But most importantly, it's going to be to look for other health issues, especially problem foods and digestive health issues. And then, of course, using, as I say, all the nutritional supplements. Now, I didn't tell you about the Healthy Start Pack, but that goes without saying. Everybody needs the Healthy Start Pack. It's not specific, perhaps, for specific health crises or health issues, but it is... it's very, very helpful for overall health in the body. And that's the first thing we always want to think about, even if we're not sick, is the overall health of the system. And that's where Dr. Wallach's genius came in, the Mighty 90 and what we call the Healthy Star Pack, which is the ultimate EFAs, the Osteo FX and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. So have her sip on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, take her EFAs and the Osteo FX, use noni juice, aloe juice, bone soup, which is we take a chicken and drop it into a pot of boiling water, turn it into soup, and then also the Z-radical. And then most importantly, look for problem foods, foods that cause digestive distress, and then make sure she's doing fermented foods and probiotics as well. Okay, ma'am?
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. I hope that works out for you. Okay, let's see. Who do we have next? I think I might have just... Let's see. Okay, let's go to Greg in Texas. Welcome to the Bright Side, Greg. What's going on?
Hey, man, I've got a friend that's got tinea versicolor and looks like she's peeling from a suntan. Her daughter has it too.
That's a fungal infection that's caused by, that shows up on the skin and causes white spots and peeling, as you say. It's a fungal infection. Anytime you have a fungal infection, you have an overgrowth of fungus that follows an undergrowth or something killing your good bacteria. Good bacteria and fungus live in balance. Under ordinary circumstances, the good bacteria keep the fungus in check. The body's got all these checks and balances, and one of the good bacteria check the bad bacteria, the good bacteria check the fungus. So when you have a fungal infection, more than likely you have a probiotic problem. And that, of course, means a digestive problem, and that's not unusual, as you know, from listening to the program. So just like we were talking to our last caller, you want to focus on digestive health, especially the Biolumin Nightly Essence and fermented foods. In fact, she should be doing that right away. You can actually even use topical probiotics on the skin. There's some products that will do it, where you can make your own topical probiotic product with the Biolumin Nightly Essence, put a little bit in cream and apply that topically. By the way, the doctor's strategy for tinea versicolor is immune system suppressants, because it does involve the immune system. Steroids, basically, is what they'll give you. That's probably what they've given her, Lidex cream or something along those lines, cortisol cream or hydrocortisone, etc. So using probiotics is the first step, and then also correcting digestive problems. Almost everything we just talked about with the last caller. In fact, I would consider tinea versicolor to be mostly a digestive health issue. Of course, using the Healthy Start Pack, that's a must for everybody. So sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and using the ultimate EFAs can also help. Making sure that she's using immune-boosting nutrients like vitamin C, which she'll get in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but she might want a little bit extra. Vitamin E, 400 international units a day. She may want to try the Ultimate Selenium products. Selenium also has some nice immune-boosting properties, maybe 2 to 400 milligrams of the selenium as well. So focus on the digestive system. Treat it as a fungal problem that's secondary to issues with gut bacteria, and also supporting the immune system with selenium, vitamin C, and vitamin E. That would be my strategy. Does that help,
cool.
Greg?
Yeah, cool. One quick other thing.
Sure.
Just a real quick question. When I run into, I'm a longevity person myself, when I run into a person that's saying, well, I eat a lot of vegetables, I eat plenty, I'm fine, I don't need a supplement, what's the most powerful thing that I can direct them to?
Well, ask them how they know what's in their vegetables. That's the most powerful thing. How do they know what their nutrients are in their vegetables? How does anybody know? Nobody knows. You know, when you read all these things on the internet and on health shows and Dr. Oz, and they say, well, eat your broccoli because it has 100 milligrams of vitamin C per 100 grams, or, you know, eat your nuts because they have 50 milligrams of magnesium per cup of almonds. Nobody knows. How does anybody know? They test your almonds? They're going by averages and by expectations. Nobody knows what was in the soil. Folks, listen, if the soil is corrupted, the plants that grow out of the soil are going to be corrupted. If the soil is deficient in nutrients, the plants that grow out of the soil are going to be deficient in nutrients. Does anybody out there really think that the soil's not deficient in nutrients? Does anybody out there think the soil's not corrupted? If your plants are being grown with pesticides, if they're being grown with fertilizers, they're going to have even less nutrients. Plants that are grown with help from fertilizers don't need to make nutrients. We talked about that last week with Ori Hofmeckler. So if you don't know what's in the soil, you don't know what's in the vegetables. If they're satisfied with that, then more power to them. I'm not satisfied with that. I don't know anybody who would be, really. That's what I would tell. Thank you so much. God bless. Okay, real quick, if Peter in Texas, I don't know if we can get you. We got about a minute. How you doing, buddy?
Peter, thank you, Ben. Quick question. About a year ago, a little bit over, my wife got pregnant. Unfortunately, she miscarried about 10 weeks in. And that's when we found out that we were supposedly Rh incompatible, that I'm positive and she's B negative. And they gave her the Rogam shot. So what my question is that if we, and I looked into it and there was no mercury in it, according to my research, but if we get pregnant again, I know that they like to give that shot 26 weeks while she's pregnant, and I'm just wondering your opinion on that.
I don't know that that's such a great idea. Rh negative blood is associated with food problems, food intolerances. Does she have a history that way?
Yes, she actually has a skin condition as well.
Okay. So she's got a health problem. They're going to treat her Rh negative blood because they're boneheads. That's how the model works. They treat the symptoms. They don't treat the problem. I wish I had more time, but if you call back on our next program, we'll help you out a little bit more in depth. But for now, understand that if you have Rh negative blood, more than likely you got a food problem. And I'm not psychic, Ben. That's just the facts. I don't know your wife. But the fact is that you got to take care of food allergies, food intolerances, stresses in the body. And if you send me an email, ben@ksco.com, I'll give you a little bit more help. Or if you call on our next episode, we can talk a little bit more in depth. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for listening, folks. I appreciate all you guys. We will talk to you all later. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome day. Bye for now.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.